Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mayor de Blasio is taking more steps to prevent a coronavirus outbreak in the city that's caused by travelers coming to and from coronavirus hotspots. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond covered the mayor's coronavirus briefing, and she joins us on the newsline. Marla, what did the mayor announce?
The mayor doubled down on his commitment to protect the five boroughs from travel-linked virus surges, ordering hotels and short-term rentals to require travelers complete quarantine forms before they even get a key to their room. And the mayor said they're serious about it. Fines will be issued starting this week for failure to comply. And because this is a law, this quarantine that can even force people into quarantine, not sure how that will work, but that was something that the sheriff said. The mayor also asked that New Yorkers avoid hotspot state travel if they can. If they can't, they have to quarantine for 14 days upon returning to the city. The mayor's hotel order applies to travelers from a rolling list of quarantine-restricted states. It currently stands at 31 states plus Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Delaware was added back into those states where people would have to quarantine if they've been there. That was added back to New York's list today.
Marla, does the city even keep track of the number of travel-related coronavirus cases?
This question was asked during the news conference, and the answer was a little bit hazy. They said they'd have to get back to us on just how many people fill out these forms that they've admitted that they've been to another state. But what the Department of Health in the city is saying is that the infection rate, it's 15% to 20% of new coronavirus cases are in people who have traveled out of state. The rate is so low that the city is determined to keep it that way. It's abnormally low at this point. Health experts had thought that we would see a second wave of coronavirus infection, and the mayor is determined that we don't see that.
Well, how successful has the city been in its efforts to keep coronavirus from crossing the city's borders?
So far, it's been very successful, and the mayor says that's because New Yorkers have been very compliant. As I said, 15% to 20% of cases are in those who have traveled to other areas, those coronavirus hotspots around the country. Although the state has kept the rate of transmission very low, there was a report in the Times today saying that officials are really obsessed with the next wave. They are looking for the next wave as coronavirus cases rise slightly in New Jersey, as 31 states are now on this travel advisory list. They think it's just a matter of time before the virus gets here, but the mayor is determined to keep the virus rate low.
It's WCBS reporter Marla Diamond with the latest from Mayor de Blasio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.